Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Before we begin with this week's episode, do you know what the common treatment for mental illness was in the 17th and 18th centuries? We will reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this week's episode, we will be discussing the impact of the reversal of Roe versus Wade and how it will affect pharmacies with Elizabeth Ruzzo, founder and CEO of Aiden. Before the Roe versus Wade reversal, the pharmacist's role in contraception and abortion access was always very limited in some cases. The reversal will hopefully lead to an increased volume in these areas, according to Ruzzo.
Pharmacists play a really important role in reproductive health care, including prescribing hormonal contraception and emergency contraception in some states. But pharmacists have had a limited role and involvement in abortion care, primarily due to FDA's regulations around dispensing abortion pills specifically. So my understanding is that even prior to Roe, pharmacists in most states weren't able to dispense this directly. Usually it was done in clinics themselves.
The long-term ramifications of this ruling on women's healthcare and access go from doctors not being educated on how to do these procedures to women not being able to survive in situations of severe pregnancy complications.
You know, women are not going to stop getting abortions. They're going to stop getting legal abortions. And abortion is healthcare, right? It's also really important if someone has, for example, an ectopic pregnancy, if there's a problem with the fetus. Sometimes if a woman has severe preeclampsia, it is a life-saving technique used to save the living mother. And part of the problem here is that also doctors in these new states are not going to be trained even in how to do these procedures. And so the real truth is that the impact is that women are going to die. Estimates are that 21% of there'll be a 21% increase in pregnancy-related death. And that number rises to 33% in non-Hispanic Blacks. So it just has devastating implications. And I think the other implication is that women are going to need to rely more than ever on highly effective methods of birth control and potentially Plan B.
We are taking a short break to celebrate pharmacy hero Michaela Morales, who works at a Walmart pharmacy in Goldsboro, North Carolina. Morales works hard every day to care for her patients, helping them obtain 90-day prescriptions and finding ways to afford their medications during the COVID-19 pandemic. Morales' work doesn't stop when she leaves the pharmacy, however. Morales and her sister have been making masks for the community, using their own supplies and donating the masks to anyone who asks them. If you would like to nominate a pharmacist or pharmacy staff member as a pharmacy hero, email the address in our description with your nominee. Now back to the show. In the topic of birth control access and benefits, Ruzzo described how birth control represents freedom to her and its economic benefit, as well as the reality of access to birth control being next on the government's radar.
It gives individuals the freedom to pursue higher education and, as a result, careers that are higher paying. There is also a big economic burden of unintended pregnancy to the country at large. So in 2019, there was an estimate that annual direct medical costs from unintended pregnancy in the US were at least $5.5 billion. So it's a really massive strain on the economy. And even when we've seen declines in pregnancy rates, the annual costs of unintended pregnancies have continued to climb. And the other thing I like to point out about potential economic benefits is what an economic benefit an individual would get from finding the best method for them more quickly. So what I mean by that is a lot of times people experience unwanted side effects on birth control. And frequently what this means is that they have to go to a different specialist. Let's say you have acne. Maybe then you go to your dermatologist, you have to pay that copay. Maybe you get a prescription for a topical drug to treat that, and so on. That's a big part of what we're doing at Aiden. We're trying to help people skip that trial and error and instead use precision medicine to find the right birth control more quickly and get a personalized contraceptive counseling visit for that same reason and same save people the burden of both time and money associated with not being on the right birth control.
Russo recommends that pharmacists can help patients during this time by providing unbiased and factually accurate information to be a resource for whoever needs the support.
I think that I would encourage pharmacists to spend extra time with patients fulfilling a highly effective method of contraception to make sure they don't have questions about its use, its safety, that they understand how to quickly recognize any potential side effects so that they can switch if needed and make sure that they're not suffering unnecessarily, because birth control isn't one size fits all. It's really a matter of finding one that works for you. And with nearly 200 options, there will be one out there that should work for you. And I think pharmacists can also remind patients to keep Plan B on hand. For instances, if they miss several pills, or even just to have to share with a friend.
Did you figure out our fun fact of the week? The common treatment for mental illness in the 17th and 18th centuries was bloodletting. In 17th century France, a physician named Jacques Ferrand wrote a book on cures for the mental ailment of heartbreak. One such cure included in the book was bloodletting. He noted that specifically, bleeding the heartbroken to the point of heart failure was key, adding that the opening of the hemorrhoids is the surest remedy. Bloodletting has been applied to the treatment of numerous ailments throughout history, with the practice beginning in ancient Rome and continuing throughout the medieval period. During this time, it was often the clergy who would practice this amongst themselves and for others. By the 18th century, the practice of bloodletting was adopted to treat the mentally ill in psychiatric hospitals. One famous example is that of St. Mary of Bethlehem in London, which was nicknamed Bedlam for their horrific treatment of patients and the conditions in which they kept the hospital. One patient specifically was institutionalized at St. Mary of Bethlehem multiple times for behaviors that included attempting to date widows and getting upset upon learning of the occurrence of incest. He wrote following one such visit that the common prescriptions of a doctor are a purge and a vomit, and a purge and a vomit over again, and sometimes a bleeding. Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.